USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi departed Taiwan on Wednesday after a whirlwind two-day trip that included a meeting with Taiwan's president and vows to preserve democracy in Taiwan in the face of Chinese threats. An unreported abduction of a 12-year-old girl found walking in the road near Dadeville, Alabama, leads to the discovery of two bodies in a house and an arrest. 37-year-old Jose Pascual Reyes could face capital murder charges as the investigation is just underway. Australian farmers near Dalgety, New South Wales, found space debris scattered across their fields last month. An astrophysicist who examined the junk now believes it was a piece from the SpaceX Dragon aircraft used during the Crew 1 mission in 2020. Some of the fragments had serial numbers. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
As food banks are once again saving lives during this recession, one such location was forced to close its doors in New Jersey.
The Angels Community Outreach Food Pantry in Pittman, New Jersey has temporarily closed down after running out of food for the first time since opening. The organization's director, Alyssa Darrow, tells Fox News that it's tough when everything costs more.
People that are working, they just don't have enough money at the end of the month to put extra food on the table.
The Consumer Price Index reports grocery prices marked a new 40-year high in June by rising over 10% since last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
High-speed solar winds from a hole in the sun's atmosphere are set to hit Earth's magnetic field today. It has the potential to cause minor fluctuations in power grids, impact some satellite functions, including those for mobile devices and GPS systems. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, told Newsmax last night, China has decided to be the United States' enemy as they violate human rights and attempted to demolish democracies around the world.
I just got back, as you know, from Taiwan. I believe that Nancy Pelosi is doing the right thing. I hope more elected leaders will go over and meet with the military, meet with the elected leaders, meet with the president. That's what I had the opportunity to do. And let them know. But what's the most important thing is get over there, tell them that we're going to support their democracy, tell them that we're going to support them with our, you know, help them with their, you know, getting ready from a military standpoint. So I think that was the most important thing for me to do. I was probably the last elected official to go over there. When I was over there, Communist China ran sorties and complained about me being over there. Their ambassador complained that I was over there. The Taiwanese military had to escort the Chinese planes out of Taiwan airspace. But no, I support Nancy Pelosi going. I support elected leaders going. But you know, I think you send a message when you go over there in person.
Payments and Lending Club is reporting America's economic state is worse than most think. According to the report, 61% of Americans, that's about 157 million adults, lived paycheck to paycheck as of June. That's up from 58% who reported living paycheck to paycheck in May, and up from 55% a year ago. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.